Well, thank you very much. I'm not an expert in HIV/AIDS. I don't come here pretending to be. But I am a mother and a woman. And recently I've been made an ambassador for UNAIDS, which has strengthened my platform and broadened it. And I'm very, very honored to be here today as a spokesperson for UNAIDS and for all of the organizations that I work with, and that includes Treatment Action Campaign, Oxfam, Save the Children, among many others. I do view the global HIV/AIDS pandemic as a human rights issue, and my function, my part in all of this can potentially be to create a gap between the experts as the type of people that you see here in the panel and the people like yourselves here in the media who are reporting on the issue. It is a very difficult issue and a complex issue, and because of stigma and for all kinds of other reasons, it's difficult for us to have a focus. And so these conferences that happen biannually are terribly important. In fact, they're hugely essential. They've been going on. This is the 18th conference now. And it gives all of us here on this side, the ones who are fighting to combat the challenges of the pandemic, it gives us a chance to have a say, to have a focus, and to spread the kind of messaging that needs to be put out into the world at large. I mean, I first was exposed to the HIV pandemic in 2003, 7 years ago, at the launch of Nelson Mandela's 46664 HIV/AIDS Foundation. And through that experience, I was personally invited to see the pandemic for myself as it plays out in the personal way. I met people who were affected and infected in orphanages, in clinics, in their homes, in townships. And it shocked me so much because I thought, I'm an intelligent person and I'm fairly well informed. And yet I had no idea about this, the actual scale of the pandemic. It remained something abstract to me. You know, we living in a kind of Western bubble here, and we really don't understand what this pandemic looks like. And it's so important that people from the media continue to support the spread of available information as it stands. And one thing I'll round off by saying is, the face of AIDS is changing constantly. The fight has, you know, we have made improvements, there's no question about that. We have made advances. But at the same time, if there is not the financial commitment long term from governments and from leadership around the world, then we will see a U-turn and you will start to see the mortality rates going back up again. Right now, as I'm speaking, and UNAIDS have stated that HIV/AIDS is the biggest killer of women of reproductive age around the world. And I think, please, if you must, please put that message out in the newspapers, in the radio stations, in the television. We need people to understand how severe this pandemic is. It doesn't have borders. It doesn't have boundaries. It is our responsibility. It is your responsibility to focus on this incredibly important issue.